Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, over and above the personalities, over and above the Mo Brooks, Chip Roys, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, the hard business of legislating is right in front of the Congress right now. And the most important bill that they are currently looking at and going to be voting on is the infrastructure package. I want to give you an update on where it is, some of the impediments and its prospects of passage. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, announced yesterday that it looks as if he may be able to bring a bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor of the Senate by July 19. In other words, you know, roughly 10 days from now, a little over 10 days from now, could be in front of the Senate. The bipartisan infrastructure bill has to do with what's so-called hard infrastructure. That is things like roads, airports, bridges, and broadband, and water systems. It does not include the so-called soft infrastructure. And I'm not suggesting by using the terms hard and soft that one is good and one is not as good or anything of that nature. I'm just talking about the physical characteristics of the infrastructure. The so-called soft infrastructure would be more like spending to combat climate change, to provide childcare for poor people so that moms can go to work and children are safely cared for, Medicare expansion, even things like addressing the issue of drug prices. That is all part of the infrastructure of this country, but it's not tangible in the sense it's not something you look at other than some of the climate change spending that you can look at, you can feel, touch, and so forth. The Republicans, some Republicans have signed on to some hard infrastructure, and the amount would be roughly in current terms, $600 billion. If it's spread out over 7 or 8 years, it'd be $900 billion. Spread out over 12 years, it'd be about $1.2 trillion. And there are two fights going on in the two caucuses. One fight in the Republican caucus on the ones that want to get on board with this thing. They're being resisted by the more conservative members of the Republican caucus. And the issue they raise, and the issue any of the Republicans are raising, is how do you pay for it? Because they will not agree to any tax increases, even on people, the so-called 1% or 1/10 of 1%. You know, there's one aspect of taxes that is not an increase. I can't believe they're not putting it on the table. A hedge fund managers don't pay income tax. Do you know that? Some of them make $1 billion a year. Some of them make several billion. Many of them make hundreds of millions, and they all make tens, 20, 30, 40, 50 million. And that's because they had their lobbyists go to Washington and change the name of the money they get. The money you get in a salary, in a paycheck, or a 1099 from somebody is income. And you pay it at a certain rate up to about 39%. The money they get is called carried interest. It's just a different name. It's the same thing. And they'll pay capital gains. They'll pay half of what you pay. I don't know why they don't get rid of the carried interest lie on hedge funds and make them pay income tax on it. That would generate a lot of money, and it's not a raise. It stops a fraud. But in any event, what they're talking about and paying for it now is unused COVID aid, some money that the government had appropriated and hadn't been sent out yet. Excess unemployment comp money, because 25 Republican states have turned it down. And then they say infrastructure privatization. What does that mean? Does that mean tolls in the toll road? I don't want tolls. I like the fact that in federal highways in Wisconsin, you have no tolls. This is all being discussed, and possibly they'll just pass it without resolving that issue and have to deal with it later. The so-called soft infrastructure has to be a partisan spending package. There's not a single Republican that supports it. For climate change, child care, they threw in immigration reform, Medicare expansion, drug pricing, and a lot of other things. All worthy subjects. But they want to do that on budget reconciliation. Budget reconciliation takes 50 votes plus Kamala Harris. Where's Manchin? Where's Sinema? The two of them have dragged their feet on this thing. So let's stop pretending we have 50 Democratic votes. We have 48 Democratic votes and two half votes, two weaselly half votes. And that's what's going on. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thanks for taking my call. It's great to have a radio show so you can voice your opinion. Hey, I'm a little worried and concerned about all of Biden's agenda now. It seems to me the Republican Party is going to drag their feet. McConnell doesn't want to do anything, and they don't want to give him any credit. But the problem here is that the infrastructure is the problem. I mentioned it yesterday. I did quite a bit of driving. Saw it was south, and the interstate is just jammed. I mean, it's to the point where it's actually dangerous to drive. But I'm worried about this whole thing. I mean, Trump got a big tax cut through for wealthy, mostly wealthy people. My tax cut's on a sunset rule, if I got that correct. But I don't know where we're going with this, but good luck, Joe Biden. I don't know, Matt. I don't understand this. I don't understand a Republican Party anymore. And I guess that's all I can say on this subject. Infrastructure needs to be done. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Excellent comments as always. Here's the deal. Let's boil this thing down. It seems to me that anybody in his right mind would say it's a no-brainer to repair our roads, our airports, our bridges, our water systems, our broadband. Just put in broadband. Are you kidding me? In a lot of rural America, good luck trying to get a cell phone call out or getting any kind of internet, much less quick internet. It seems to me any rational person would go along with that. And it seems to me that in the old days, if the Democrats put that bill in, and even if our guys aren't willing to get rid of the filibuster, you know, 10 Republicans from some moderate state somewhere would be crazy not to vote for it. You know, why shouldn't Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania vote for it? He's on his way out. Pennsylvania is a purple state that tends blue. Frankly, this is the sad thing. Why wouldn't Ron Johnson vote for it? Wisconsin is a purple state that tends blue. The problem is we got Ron Johnson. Take a good look at him. He betrayed his state. None of these Republicans have the guts to do the obvious. So what's holding that one up now, you know, Moscow Mitch is a hairball clogging the drain. Moscow Mitch will get in the middle of all this and stop it. Biden and Schumer think they have 10 Republicans who are willing to buck the trend, but now they're fighting over payment. They won't agree to any taxes on anybody, no matter how much money they have and if they pay no taxes. Something like the top 50 companies and individuals in this country pay little or no taxes. I mean, they'll pay some taxes, don't get me wrong, but nothing close to what they should. One possibility is put in a minimum tax. Used to have it. Have it for incomes over a certain amount. Why don't you just get rid of the stupid designation of hedge fund manager income as carried interest instead of income, and you'd pick up money from them? Because they have strong lobbyists, and they threaten, and they go to senators, and they say, if you vote for that, we got a guy out there who'd run against you in a primary, and he'll do whatever we say, and we'll put a lot of money behind him, and you'll lose. That's why. And Trump, who's desperate, will go along with us on it. That's why. So these characters are sitting around saying, why don't we use unused COVID money, unused unemployment comp money, and infrastructure privatization, meaning tolls. What? I mean, come on. You can deal with a lot of that later. You don't have to deal with that now. But Moscow Mitch is doing everything he can to threaten and cajole so that no 10, you don't get 10, you might get 9. This is the sad thing. You could get 59 senators, 9 of them. But if you don't get 10, Moscow Mitch will stop it. Paul is right. Wisco Paul is exactly right. They want to cripple Biden and the Democratic Party. They want to go in and say, Biden isn't FDR. Biden's nothing. Try to get this thing through and he screwed it up. So put in who? DeSantis, Trump? You want to screw it up. But that's what they'll say. And there's a lot of people out there who do not pay attention to the news the way you do. They simply don't. They don't listen to shows. They don't read newspapers. They don't think for themselves. And they go, oh, Biden didn't make it, so maybe we put another guy in. That is what is going on. They said it with Obama in 2008. Our only goal is to deny him a second term. In 2016, they said when it looked like Hillary Clinton was going to win, we will confirm nothing that she wants, because they had the Senate then. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And in 2020, several of them have said, we want to make sure Biden is a 2-year president, not a 4-year president. What does that mean? It means that Biden right now has the House and the Senate by a very small majority. But part of that Senate is Manchin and Sinema, who are dragging their feet. And in the House, we only have something like an 8-seat majority. And if anybody goes wobbly, we're dead. Frankly, this is a sad thing to say. If any senator on the Democratic side had a health episode and, God forbid, passed away, Moscow Mitch would be the majority leader. Did you know that? Did you know that? Then it would be 50-49. So this is very, very chancy. We got to make hay while the sun shines. But the hard infrastructure may get through. The soft requires budget reconciliation. It requires the votes of both Manchin and Sinema, and they are weaselly and dragging their feet. This is a simply true statement of fact. This is the facts. And what we do about it is a separate matter. We're going to a break. We're going to get back to it. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. My way this time around now. Thought I'd see.